All right. Today's topic. It's going to be a contentious point with people.
There's no timer. We'll have to ally. Sweet.
We're gonna keep track of time digitally today. So it seems like a contentious point. What is long range shooting? So like where, what defines long range shooting? So put 12 minutes on the clock. I'm gonna hit start right now. So Wade, what is long range shooting?
This is probably longer than a 12 minute talk.
So make it passionate and fiery. Go for it.
It depends on what you're shooting. Especially nowadays. What once was considered long range, I would just, it's just no longer long range unless you're shooting a 308.
Well, okay, let's specifically talk the post 308 long range era. What is
my opinion? The minute
of angle.
Hi-yo. The minute you start having to dial elevation, you have entered long range territory.
But what if I'm shooting a 22 at 25 yards and I'm dialing elevation?
That's long range for the 22.
I think I always view it this way. Like it's because he's kind of like an ethos, right? Like when is it like, you know, when are you like racing driving or like performance driving versus just driving, or you know, when are you off-roading versus just being on the road? And it seems like to me what makes sense is like when there are other considerations having to be taken into account. So like
other variables.
Like there's a lot of, you can get away with using rule of thumbs or you know X, Y, and Z. And for me it always seems like that, like it's like 500 yards where like you have, there's other considerations, yeah, and variables that you need to take into account. So like, yeah, could you take a red dot and a magnifier and get a hit out at 600 yards, you know, with a 16 inch AR-15. Yeah, you probably could, but that's not really long range shooting as much as
technically it is.
Well, it is. But what I'm saying is you can like, it's on the edge of like that being able to do it past like, right, that 500 yards. If you're like, right, you might be able to like walk in a hit, you might be able to get it, but to actually be like, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to shoot this, and my goal is to be able to shoot this consistently and successfully at 600 yards, which I guess this would make the long range precision part of that. Because it's like precision shooting and then there's long range shooting. And I think that's where the
paths veer. Is that what you'd say?
The what?
The paths start to veer. Like,
yeah, because it's like
long range shooting, long range precision shooting.
Like, well, no. I think precision shooting to me, like shooting a 22 at 25 yards, hyperactive, like that's precision shooting, even though it is like in the form of long range, of what you would see with long range shooting. To me, it's like, okay, so 500 yards. There's like, that's where wind really starts to have a major impact, where you really have to start considering wind. Like, obviously, you have to consider wind before that, but like, to successfully shoot past 500 yards, you're going to have to know wind. That starts to creep into place. Things like scope leveling, proper scope leveling, which is its own 12-minute rant, is, you know, if your scope's not level and all that, like the deviation actually of the levels, not really, it's going to start really showing itself after 500 yeah, yards, you know. Like there's so many things that are like, they're happening when you're shooting under 500 yards, but they don't really show themselves in a measurable way past.
Yeah,
that.
It's just like wind holds.
Yeah.
The verbiage like all wind matters. It truly does, but it doesn't start. It doesn't show its ugly face until further out. In most modern cartridges, like good performing cartridges, such as a 6.5 grade, 6 grade, 22 grade, like modern high BC projectiles, like, yes, all the wind matters. Because the moment it exits the barrel, it's going to start nosing into the wind slightly.
How do you level your scope to make sure it's level to the wind? I've been wanting to ask you that for days because I was thinking about it. I was like, that's such a stupid question, but it'll like makes you go, ugh. Well, you know, you dial in your, you want your elevation to be level, right? So once that's done, how do you make sure that it's level to the wind?
What are you saying right now?
What if the wind's blowing at an angle?
The wind mostly is blowing at an angle. I mean, exactly. Sometimes it's not.
Exactly. Why is it 90 degrees? Why is it 90 degrees?
I mean, yeah, I agree with your assessment of 500 yards and beyond. Is that basically what you're saying? I mean, that's extreme long range for a 308 Winchester.
Yeah, if we were just to go, you know, blank slate it and we were to draw up, like, you know, the modern rifleman, what that looks like, and we destroy 80 to 100 yards of conjecture, stupid horse shittery, tall tales.
Horse shittery.
And fabrications of, you know, oh, they used to shoot these open sights at a whatever.
Right.
It's like, yeah, just shut the fuck up. Like, nobody cares.
Modern optics are really good. Really cool.
Well, I think, you know, the best performing modern optics and modern projectiles and modern rifle design and modern manufacturing goes to show you a lot of the shit you used to hear is probably completely fucking made up. Like, oh, people used to do this. It's like, yeah, sure they did. They also were like incredibly nutrient deprived. Their vision was probably shit. You know, like, whatever. Don't talk to me.
Oh, gosh. Damn.
I told you I could be on one for this talk. This is the easy one. So, okay. So I would think, you know, 0 to 500 yards, that's very basic marksmanship. You can teach, like, obviously the same. Like, if you're building a foundation at 0 to 500, that's where you're really talking about, you know, consistently getting on a rifle, you know, pretty basic techniques, and that'll get you from 0 to 500 without much consideration. Now, like you said, from 500 to, I guess this is the question mark, is, you know, that's where all these additional factors really start to come into play. And the further out you go, they really come into play. So, like, where would you define, where do you get from long range to extreme long range? I don't even know what the technical.
Generally speaking, I call anything, like, again, if we're basing this off of modern cartridges, which we should, you shouldn't be shooting a 308 that far. I mean, if you just like worthless calibers, I guess you can do it. But
yeah, I mean, if you for me, shoot long range, like, 308 at 200 yards all day.
I'm saying out to 1,000, that's long range. Once we start surpassing the point at which any projectile goes, you know,
transonic,
that's extreme long range. Well, I mean, nowadays that's probably not even true anymore because they're shooting so damn far nowadays. And again, modern cartridges for that ball game has really changed things. Projectiles as well, new calibers and all that shit, like extreme long range. My opinion is like 1200 and beyond, beyond, to a certain extent. Like, I don't get into, like, the, you know, I've shot out to 20, like, somewhere around 2,300 yards, and that's about it. I'll probably go to 25 or 26, whatever we can get the furthest over there on that range. Past that, I don't really care. Like,
I'm waiting on my 4x8 sheet metal to show, target, yeah, to show, I just, so I can shoot some ELR.
You know, just, I mean, again, like, a lot of stuff, is a lot of equipment and, everything surrounding this area has gotten so good that we can, like, get really good at going beyond that. Well, one, we're pushing that transonic range out further with the big old boy cartridges and the big old boy projectiles and everything else. So, and again, it's kind of going back, like, to caliber dependent, like, what, like, it's caliber dependent, like the big old 408s and the big 33 cows and, you know, but all, see, that kind of stuff.
That's where you get so outside of the normal range of, like, the average marksman, right? So, like, what is, like, all that stuff, it gets so specific, even, like, when you get into the stupid optic mount riser MOA crazy shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you take the average, let's say 6.5 Creedmoor setup, whatever that looks like, the average person has, I mean, really, like, the 1,000 to almost 1,200 yards. 1,200 yards, for some reason, that number always sticks out in my head. Because that's kind of like max potential, like common shooting. Yeah, you can you can always stretch shit out further, but like where it's comfortable. Most 6.5 Creedmoor, it's within 1,000 yards, you're good.
Yeah, it's pretty easily doable. Even at 6 grade as well. So, yeah. I mean, nowadays 6 arc and all that stuff.
And so, yeah, that extreme long range, where I guess, I don't know, there's arguments. I'm reading a Garmin article right now. It's 1,500 yards and on. And that's just, you're getting into, you're stepping into a realm that's like, you know, getting a NASCAR and you're doing NASCAR now, versus right. like this is just a rifle I shoot out to this yeah. length. And I'm kind of with you. It kind of like it's incredibly interesting what those guys are doing and how that the information feeds back in. But generally, yeah, other than that, it seems kind of autistic.
It is. I mean,
I just wish they would standardize some shit. That's what yeah. irritates me is like, oh, on the 87th shot, I hit this 4x8 piece of steel at 7,000.
Yeah. On our 17th try.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it. That stuff's cool because what it does is it pushes us forward in equipment, bullet, and all that kind of stuff. But we're already to a point, the record is already set to a point to where our powder isn't even good enough to land hits. Very good on those sides, even like massive targets, because the standard deviation, like as good as we've gotten at everything, like efficient powders and everything else, like you have to start. We're to the point now to get better at it. We have to start looking at different ignition and propellant.
Because, well, I think that's what's like, so stupid is
we can only get so good.
That's where like it's like they're pushing out for that high number, but it's like. You know, you have people pushing out to 3,500 or whatever, or 4,000.
Oh,
when we don't even have
in the upper fours now.
Well, what I'm getting at, they keep pushing that further and further. Whenever it's like, we don't even have this part dialed in yet.
No,
so you're just arbitrarily pushing that part. Yeah, just have the bigger number.
Dick measuring contest. I mean, because the reality is, like, I'd have to sit down, like, really draw this out on a chart and math it out and everything. Like, the reality is, like, with current propellants and ignition sources. Just landing hits at those range, they have to shoot that sheer amount of volume of shots to land one of them on that, even at ginormous target.
Well, you're
that
playing
range.
Fuckery with statistics and then claiming, you know,
exactly
like you're like flipping the coin, like I'm gonna keep until I call it. And then when you, it's all those videos like where they try it 1,000 times and then the one time they do it, they're like, they freak the fuck out, like they just, you know, solved a miracle. And it's like, no, if you just. Again, monkeys on a typewriter. You banged out shapes here. You're the monkey in this case.
Yeah, like the single-digit SDs are one thing. When you start pushing out to 4,000 yards, your single-digit SDs aren't shit.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to wrap it up because we just hit 12 minutes. I think when we talk about this, so people have a frame moving forward. 0 to 500 is you're just shooting. 500 to 1,000 is long range.
You know, Fair enough.
Anything past that, like we're not. What's the furthest you've ever want to even shoot an animal? Anything past 50 yards is unsportsmanlike, or whatever. But you know, continue.
I tried a all day with my 300 PRC at it's a little over 1500 yards. It's totally confident with that as far as it killing it, but I didn't update my data that. From like the morning to the evening, I shot right over its back. Now, it depends on what caliber I'm shooting.
I'm saying, like, do you have any desire to go like even longer than that?
No, about 1,000 yards. Then, I mean, someday I'll probably push her out to 15. Now, it depends on the animal. Like, yeah. If we're talking coyote. I have a dream of a coyote at a mile. That's going to happen eventually. It just coyotes. Coyotes are one of the hardest targets at long range. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've tried to get set up and shoot a coyote at long range, or I was actually set up to shoot a coyote at long range, and it still didn't happen because they rarely sit still. Like, we're talking about, like, I'm talking like 1,000 yards and kind of around that area. Because, like, I'm not going to send it unless I know I can hit it. And if they're not sitting still ever, and it always happens when I'm by myself. And, you know, I'm trying to range it and all that, you know, dial in and all that shit at the same time. It's incredibly difficult. You'd have to find some basically bedded down, which I've done that before. Like, some of my longest kills were 223 on coyotes where some coyotes bedded down on a hill. It was like, I don't know, one of them was 450 and he went beyond like a 223. Basically, I ranged all of them. I think I killed a triple or a quad. All long range, like starting at 4, went out to 600. Ranged all of them. And it was, you know, it's meal. It's super easy to remember all the numbers. And it was like, blip, blip, blip. Because it was so far away and the wind was right in my favor. With a good crosswind, but it was heavy enough. They couldn't even hear what was going on. And they were sitting far enough away from each other no clue what was happening. So I was able to, like, the last one finally, like, heard the previous impact and got up and went to leave, but he stopped. And I'd already, like, had my range card essentially figured out. But
well, I think we're in agreement. So basically, at a certain point of long-range shooting, you're just using really inefficient and rudimentary, like, missile technique.
Like yes, just, like, artillery.
Yeah.
You're it's not literally... You're calling out on artillery.
Like you just have shitty, you just have shittier rudimentary target systems and your bullet can't adjust its, you know, path trajectory. And flight. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a point where I'm curious what that is. Like to me, it almost becomes uninteresting because it's like, it's not skill based so much as it is. It's like your proficiency. Like obviously you have to be dialed in. You have to be there to be able to do the thing. But at a certain point, like if I send you out there on a hill, and if there was just enough animals going, and you had just unlimited cases of ammo and unlimited time and resources, like, and we just kept, like, we just had them, like, on a rope, and we just kept bringing them by at 2,000, 3,000, like, at what point is it skill, and what point is it just like, oh, he got lucky.
Statistically. You know. To me, the minute that you're the best ammo you're able to load, and the best projectile, like everything considered, like powder, ignition sources, propellants, projectile, because BC variation comes in way in effect at certain ranges. Once we've went beyond the capability of like standard deviation on velocity, once our target, once that standard deviation is larger than the target, it's uninteresting to me. And that goes for any caliber, any range.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like those guys shooting that far or some of these like world record sniper kills. That shit's luck.
Again, I think let's reiterate, you're doing the equivalent of you're putting the cups with the golf ball that bounces around and you're just wasting a bunch of time doing it. And you think you're cool when you do it.
Yeah. I mean,
and you go,
think about it like this. The standard deviation of said projectile at said range is like this much, this big area.
Mm-hmm.
I have a target that's ginormous, but still it only covers like a quarter of the area. Not even a quarter, like maybe an eighth. It becomes a statistic game at that point that you're going to eventually drop one within that area because you're going to drop them from here to here if everything you do is absolutely correct.
But the thing is,
it still has this massive area due to standard deviation alone.
But then you take the standard deviation of the shooter and like, then you're like, really? Yeah, you could actually fuck something up. And then,
yeah, no, like one small mess up. Once my standard deviation number is larger than the target, I don't even care about it no more.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even worth trying to shoot at. Just my opinion.
Drone striking.
I mean, at that point, you were literally calling in artillery.
Yeah, you're just bad artillery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, our 12-minute talk has ran over several minutes now.
I told you we did.
Oh.
I was trying to wrap it up with shit-talking people, but you kept going, but it's fine. There's no rules. It's chaos. We don't have the timer. This is anarchy. If you want anarchy, you've come to the wrong ship, brother. Whoever gets that reference first is the coolest commoner.
Oh my god.
See who that is. All right, well, I have to go run to the store.
See you next time, folks.